You guys ready?
Somewhat. I'm ready for this heat to be. Are we good with the fan?
Man, fuck it. The fan's in the background. Yeah,
fuck all of that. The fan's on.
The fan stays on. Yeah, because
we just going to die and have a 5-minute episode, if not.
We'll break our shortest episode record from that 66.
You know what, y'all? Fuck y'all. It's too hot. Have a good day.
Hey, y'all going to have to deal with this fan noise in the background.
You know what I got to say.
How y'all doing, world? Y'all miss us? We miss y'all motherfuckers too. Actually running efficiently tonight. Hey. All right.
Yawn.
Motherfuckers.
You stretching and shit.
Yep. And welcome back to the place where nothing is safe. This is episode 83. All 83 of y'all of the Jigs Up podcast. You know me, I'm your host, yours Marco, and I'm with
it's your guy M Easy.
It's your girl Miss Nessa, aka Blazing Mommy.
Hey, man, you guys already know what it is. However you listening to this podcast, via Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, YouTube, TuneIn, and now iHeartRadio. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review, and most importantly, share, because sharing is caring. So by sharing, you can just spread word of mouth, tell your homies, to your homies, they'll tell two of their homies. And also, please leave a review on our iTunes or whatever podcasting platform you decide to listen to us on. All right. Anyway, I thought Kmart was going to be here tonight.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not going to start off with this fucking podcast talking about the weather. That's like fucking mundane and shit. But it's hot as shit out here. If you're in San Diego, it's fucking hot right now,
so
dude.
It's so disrespectful.
It's so disrespectful. We're having extended summer. This is some bullshit. Like fall. Like this is supposed to be cuffing season. This is extended cutting season. Like all like cuffing season contracts are null and void right now. Nothing is safe with that.
Motherfuckers ain't cuddling today.
Yeah,
get off me.
Get off me.
I thought you said it's never too hot.
No, that you said something else. We weren't talking about cuddling.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Both of them, you're sharing body heat, and that even is more hot because of the motion.
The other one, there's a motion. Cuddling, you just sitting there, laying there stationary. So there's all kinds of movements.
All that. All the sweat and all that shit.
Hey.
Nigga, I need my own space.
I'm going to fuck all that.
Hey, have fun.
And take a cold shower after.
Right? You got to. It's only right.
Take a cold shower, sleep naked, fuck it.
With the fan on.
With the fan on and everything.
AC.
And the meat out.
Hey. Have a meet out. I think that would be the only time where you could sleep with the fan on blasting on you without getting sick because it's too damn fucking hot.
But you know, speaking of the heat, you know what's so fucked up? So I work in Coronado.
Mm-hmm. And for people who don't know Coronado, can you explain to them what Coronado is?
Coronado is an island in San Diego where it's more so a military town. It's ridiculous. Whoever decided to create the center and the housing around it, we're fucking idiots. Okay, so my job, yes, it's beautiful. You get to watch the sunset. Literally, the beach is right across the street from the Strand, which is kind of like a mini freeway, highway, whatever. Yeah, excuse me, highway. When they built the center and all the homes and the housing, they did not include AC. Now, apparently, they just figured, hey, they're by the beach. They should be good.
Surrounded by water.
Surrounded by the water. But that's not the fucking case. Mind you, try not to be upset. Because it's so stupid.
It's
so
hot
yesterday,
in this bitch.
So mind you, a bunch of the schools, they had minimum days, right? Our school, the school that's connected to our center, yesterday they had no school, so they canceled school. But they didn't cancel our job which don't make sense because both places do not have AC. So it's like you took them out of school because it was too hot because of the heat advisory. It's too hot. But you sent them to our center, which also does not have AC. It makes no sense. And then today was hotter than yesterday, but they made them go to school, but they just gave them a minimum day. I don't know who makes up these rules, man. Shit is so crazy. But that's neither here nor there.
This shit is like a state of emergency.
Yeah. I mean, it's because of the fires like, and stuff.
A couple of days ago, it was cold at night and shit. And
Sunday.
Windows going, open.
But it's the Santa Ana winds,
right? Just be prepared to get hit with that bipolar weather.
Yeah.
Like, one of these days, it's going to start raining. It's going to be cold and all that shit. So.
We're spoiled.
Yeah.
We're complaining now, but over there in the East Coast, it's like 30 degrees. So I kind of feel bad, but
I'm
then I don't because it's hot.
That's why I don't mind fucking in this weather.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I used to live in Illinois. So.
But that's how you get to really experience cuffy season, when it gets colder. Mm-hmm. It's more fun. I wouldn't know because I don't have anybody
season.
I'm cuffing.
Well, anyway, man, I just want to kick off this Nothing to Save segment.
I should call it cardio season.
Cardio season.
Hey, that's real.
But man, this story caught my attention, man. It was crazy because I know in the previous episode I mentioned about the rise of machines, right?
Yeah.
They're speaking coded language with each other, and then the possibility of them hacking machines and getting to autonomous weapons like sentry guns and drones and shit like that, and start like causing mass destruction, right? So and then also, of course, then we have the new nuclear missile crisis going on between Kim Jong-un and 45. And then now there's this thing about genetic engineering. I know it's probably, thing that's already been happening or is happening right now.
Yes. Yeah, it's been emerging.
But now there's, like I always said, there's that old saying that still gets in my head when I say about this, because with science, you always have that dilemma of moral and ethics on why you're doing it. And if it gets in the wrong hands of other people, it could be very destructive. But yeah, at the same time, it could be very helpful. And, you know, I always say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And surprisingly, it was the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, who talked about this at the World Festival of Youth out there with a foreboding quote from his speech. Well, he said it in Russian, but it's translated in English. He said, "One can almost imagine that people will be able to create human beings with the specific characteristics. This can be a brilliant mathematician or a brilliant musician. It could also be a soldier, a human being capable of fighting without fear, without compassion, without regret, or even pain." Damn.
Sounds like universal soldier.
Exactly. A universal super soldier at that. And he believes that this can be more destructive than nuclear weapons. So, like, what do you guys think of that version of genetic engineering, creating the perfect soldier, going out there mercilessly killing people with no regret, no remorse, no pain?
I'm not a fan. You know, I'd rather them leave that shit alone altogether, but, you know. Of course, they're not. You know, there's other things with genetic engineering and incorporating technology and people. Like, it's starting to get retarded, man. Like, I don't like it. I'd rather them not.
HARP controlling the weather.
Yeah.
Hacking systems with autonomous weapons.
They made today hot as shit.
Now you're making perfect weapons. Like, this is like the future of warfare, and it's crazy. It's scary. I think Albert Einstein said the last nuclear war, after the last nuclear war, it's going to be fought with sticks and stones.
Yeah. He said, I don't know when World War III will happen, but when World War IV comes, it'll be fought with sticks and stones. I was like, yo, that's crazy. That's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. And to put it, and, you know, adversely to another type of sicko, instead of making robothoughts, now they could genetically engineer sex slaves. That's another angle they could use it as well. Creating boys and little girl, little boys and girls, and grow them up and groom just to be someone's sexual slave.
That's so fucking
That's
crazy.
That's crazy to think
that
about
is crazy.
It. Nothing is safe out here, y'all. Nothing. I'm trying to tell y'all niggas. Shit's going down.
Just technology in general is fucking crazy. And then,
you know,
and
getting chips in people.
Yeah, and just getting into certain people's hands. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It gets into the wrong hands. It's going to be some crazy shit. So.
Yeah, the robotic industry is already, like, ahead.
There's a robotic industry right now with Robothots in San Marcos in North County.
Mm-mm. China, or I should say Asia, that whole region has different type of robots that some of them are sex robots where like they are the animatronics on their face moves just like
it's like people. Blade Runner 2049 about to happen for real like no holographic thanks. Girlfriends and shit
something crazy man
that's crazy
oh shit I didn't upgrade her fuck
and then upgrade. And then the story a while back is a dude out there that put together his own Iron Man suit.
Oh, yeah?
And there's talks about the military taking that idea and integrating it.
This is fucking crazy. This is nuts, man. Like, like the warfare is going to be...
I can't front. That almost made me want to join the military. Like, yo, let me become Iron Man real quick. Or War Machine, you know what
I'm
saying?
Hey, you know what's so funny? That was kind of some bullshit, and I had to bring it back to Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Tony Stark made the suit for Spider-Man, right? In this version of the movie. And... he had the training wheels on him, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And when Spider-Man was about to fall out, you know, he had a parachute.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me Tony didn't have his boy, Tony didn't have Rhodey's back? Because when Rhodey got blasted in midair in Civil War, that motherfucker didn't have a parachute.
He took the training wheels off of Rhodey.
That's that bullshit.
He trusted him. He's military grade, you know, combat.
I'm surprised Rhodey didn't want to catch phase when, like, after I heal, motherfucker, you didn't give me no parachute? That's some bullshit.
I mean, if you look at it, Rhodey probably would have been like, no, I don't want no fucking training wheels. I'm grown. If I fall, I fall.
now you're on a fucking little walker and shit.
Oh, my God.
Calling him Tony Stank, wishing that he had the damn parachute. Right. But anyway, we all say that to say this. Technology is getting crazy.
Oh my gosh.
It's you know, it's already happening.
It's getting dangerous.
It's getting very dangerous, and you know, it will fall into the wrong hands because that's just how it is. You know, there's gonna people. I mean, like I said, this technology can be used for good. We can find like the next mathematician or a great, a musician. Or genetically modify a fucking 7'5" center who could move like a point guard or a boxer with the reflexes of a cat and like hand speed like this. You know what I mean? Like genetically modifying people to do certain
basketball
things.
Basketball gonna look like fucking Double Dribble. It's gonna be like watching Double Dribble, just a bunch of robots.
Shit.
Damn. But yeah, go ahead, my bad.
I'm just saying it's getting crazy. Hopefully it doesn't go into the wrong hands, and that's why I say nothing is safe, because as humans, there are going to be people who don't give a fuck about morals and ethics when they have this type of technology at their hands. So.
You think movies play a role in inspiring these scientists?
Futuristic
movies?
You know, I always say life imitates art and art imitates life, however you want to go about it. And that's the core of it. You know, people get inspired from movies or life. People see something in real life and put it in a movie. Some people see it in a movie and put it in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I could say it to a degree, you know. I mean, people could say, you know, oh, I was inspired by Grand Theft Auto to go and rob a bank and pick up a prostitute and kill her after I got done. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, because the scary thing when I watch certain movies like iRobot or something, or that movie with Justin Timberlake where their life was currency, and you could like it was like a timer integrated in their arm. I'm like, dude, what if that's like the next thing? If they want to
like
fuck
this.
Us over like that,
if corporations could find a way to control oxygen, they would cut off your, like, nigga, oxygen bills, like, oh,
shit.
Can you imagine, like, oh, man, it's $100, man, I got $100 on my oxygen bill, man, They're about to cut it off. Like, you cut off your oxygen bill, you're going to die.
I mean, just think about it. They're talking about genetic engineering. Mm-hmm. Most motherfuckers is probably going to be genetically engineered.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they'll be able to control their
life. The parents could probably, like, make their way, their ideal version of their child. Like, oh, I want my child to like this and like that. And, like, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of just
the
letting.
The perfect child.
Yeah. Instead of letting nature just, hey. Yeah.
The perfect,
it is what it
the
is.
The perfect mate. And then the perfect child.
Oh my gosh.
Clones and shit.
Mm-mm. I don't
can
want
you imagine
no parts.
Someone? Can you imagine someone say, "I want a clone that look like M-Eazy"?
Nah,
I want a clone
that
look like
imagine
NASA.
That.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna be like,
it ain't nothing like the real thing, boo.
You want a clone like M-Eazy? You'll see one soon. Shout out to my Gnopla.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh boy.
I see what you did there, boy.
You're about to plant some seeds.
I'm the best
right?
scientist when it comes to that.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You're a farmer, a gardener right now. But anyway, man, that was the Nothing to Save segment. Man, beware of the universal super soldiers. You never know when you come across one. So be on the lookout. Nothing to Save. We'll go ahead and move it on to the NSA. See what NASA got up her sleeve this week. Take it away.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta start her music.
Damn, son, where do you find this? This is the Jig Is Up podcast with NASA Service NASA.
No. No. He was feeling it. You guys can't hear him, but it's funny.
Take that.
Oh my gosh, yes, he can't Billy Rock. Can't Billy Rock to
anything.
To anything. No, this one does.
Yes, but, yes, that's what I'm does. Talking about.
All right, y'all. This is Miss Nessa. And I just, that shit threw me off. Sorry. Okay, my bad. This NSA is brought to you by Miss Nessa. Thank you for that recorded version of my homie Kellen. I like the on spot one, but that shit will never die. Shout out to you for that. But yeah. All right. So this is going to be called Swiping season. All right.
To the left or to the right?
Hey, whatever tickles your fancy. Story time. So, I've never been hip with the whole, you know, dating apps and stuff, but I know a few people that are into that. They have their different reasoning. So I was talking to my homegirl over the weekend, and she, I don't want to say has trouble dating, but she doesn't really get out of her circle enough to be able to date, if that makes sense. So she started getting on apps a couple years ago, and then she gave it up for a little bit. And then she just recently got back on it. And I was curious, like, I get curious to know what it's about, but I don't want to go as far as actually trying it out, if that makes sense. I feel like I would be Issa, and how Molly was showing Issa, like, oh, yeah, she was trying to explain it. And she was looking like, oh, no, this is not for me. Like, I feel like that would be me. But so then I was talking to her, and I was talking to an uploader. What? What is so funny? And there's nothing wrong with it, you know, just to clarify, there's nothing wrong with it, but I just feel like it's not for me. But then again, I can't knock it if I don't try it, right?
Good save.
So, anywho, I was curious about that because I just feel like dating now is pretty hard. I feel like it's hard for those of people like me. because the guys swear up and down that guys be in our inboxes, but we're just not interested in them. So what is the next step? What's the next step? So, you know, I feel like the new age dating consists of online websites and dating apps. So I did a poll on a few of my Facebook groups and on my page. I didn't really get that much feedback as I thought I would. But the three options I gave were, when meeting new people, you A, use dating apps, which ones and why? B, you slide in DMs on social networks, which ones and why? Or you'd rather go out or go offline and search for your potential in person. The majority that I saw as far as responses was C, they'd rather do it offline, or that's what they do supposedly. But I don't believe that. I don't know. What do you guys think?
They probably chose it because that's what they would like to do.
Yeah,
but that's not the case. So is, like, yeah,
it takes two. Like, one person could want to do that and go look around and try to get at somebody, but they have to be successful in it.
Like,
today's dating, like, today's what do you dating guys think?
Because, like I said, we're millennials, and millennials are a generation of instant gratification. So, to most people, why would they want to, you know, go out and look and dress up and get rejected while they could just put their best foot forward on their profile picture, say kind of all kind of lavish, loving shit that makes them sound good, like a catch, and then just go on swipe left and swipe right? That's like the most microwavable way to get, you know, the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever you do. If you're Tinder or Grindr, whatever your preference, you know.
They pick C because of catfish.
So I was going to ask about that. I mean, so you got things like, okay, as far as online dating, you got eHarmony, Christian Mingle, Match.com. And then as far as apps, you have, you know, like you said, Grindr, Tinder, OkCupid.
Yeah, Grindr's for...
To each his own.
Hey, you know, we never know.
We never know.
Any, you know, people who are into the six-color correlation who listen to our podcast. So, you know.
Coffee Meets Bagel, Bumble, I guess that's the girl.
The girl has to ask.
Has to initiate the guy, right?
The girl has to initiate.
Soul Swipe.
Soul Swipe.
What else?
OkCupid.
I said that. She said OkCupid earlier. That was like one of the first ones.
POF, Plenty of Fish.
POF, yes, Plenty of Fish. So
Facebook. Twitter.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Definitely Instagram.
So I was looking at like all options for the most part. And I'm trying to understand it from other people's point of view. So I figure, okay, why people would go on apps. I feel like they would go on apps because it's kind of like it narrows things down to a certain extent. You'll look at the person's face and off top, that will be your like, okay, am I attracted to this person off looks, you know, off top. That will determine, okay, I may be interested in this person. But then they put down their interests. So it narrows it down. Okay, do we have anything in common? You know, are we compatible? And then you go to the whole messaging thing.
Yeah, like it's funny because like when you look at a person, like let's say a Tinder or OkCupid, you know, like you will see like, you know, person with friends, they're hiking, they're at the gym, they're doing this.
You'll
like,
see if you have common interest.
Yeah, common interest. Yeah, you look at the pictures for common interest. And I know one of the things that women didn't like in the swiping community is like dudes who take pictures with sunglasses, because the women wants to see your face. They, you know, see if you can take a picture without a hat or without a sunglasses, because they want to see your whole face. You know what I mean? They don't want to get hat-fished or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we need to see all that.
Girls don't want to get Tory Lanez. Do you know what I mean? So,
you know, us guys don't want to see.
I remember that.
Stupid. Us guys don't want to see women with pictures of their friends, with them with their friends.
Oh, dude, that's like a pet peeve for most guys. Like, y'all don't know which one are you, and like you have every profile picture with your friends. I'm just gonna go on the limb and say you're the ugliest one.
Yeah, you're the. Yeah.
I agree.
You're the least attractive.
I'm
not gonna call you ugly because somebody else might like you out in this mouth. Yeah.
But fuck, I'm gonna be extreme. I'm gonna say you're the ugliest one.
Oh shit.
But like I said, God, I mean, but like it means you say, I mean, God may not like ugly, but someone else might will. So hey. Not everyone's got.
You're so dumb. I hate you for that. So one of the questions that someone had asked was, has catfish ruined dating apps?
No, your dumbass ruined dating apps because there's... because look, there's FaceTime and you can't say, oh, well, she has an Android, I have an iPhone. Nigga, there's Duo. Like, yeah. There's no
Marco
excuse.
Polo,
nigga, Snapchat.
Snapchat.
You can do shit on Snapchat. You can do shit on Facebook Messenger. Don't make me do that.
Like, it's no excuse. So if you give catfish, that's your fucking fault.
Yeah. Especially because of the show Catfish. Like, you mean to tell me the show been out for how many years and I don't know. I don't understand people. And the simple fact that if this person always makes excuses on why they can't send you a video or FaceTime or whatever the case may be for like a year into or even a few months, like why would you continue developing and investing your feelings in this computer screen or your cell phone screen? Like, I don't understand why people operate like that. Yeah. Couldn't be me.
No. I mean, that's true because people, I mean, what's more important than anything in the world right now? Time.
Yeah. That's true.
That's the reason why do people go on Uber and Lyft? Convenience, mm-hmm. time. Why do people want more delivery systems? Time. Why do people, you know, that's why Amazon's killing it. Mm-hmm. Because people don't want to go grocery shopping. They just have the groceries delivered to them.
Yeah.
Amazon Fresh.
You know what I mean? Like, time is like the hottest commodity right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people.
That's true.
Either you want to make time, you want to kill time, or you want to save time. It all comes down to time. Like right now, someone who's in traffic is probably listening to this podcast. Is the fact that we're making time fly by.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Mm-hmm. So it just always comes down to time. Like people don't want to waste time. I mean, that's what it is. And people will come. I remember like when I was swiping. You know, when I was single, like girls would just ask me like automatically, like, oh. So send me a picture right now.
Damn, yeah. They with the shits.
Like, send me a picture right now. Like, I need to know if this is you. I didn't even know this is real. You know what I mean?
But then it's like, how do you know that's number? Right.
Oh,
now?
You got an iPhone? Then you hear FaceTime. Like, oh shit. Like, yes, this is me. Look, here I am. This is me.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, I mean, women are just as afraid of getting catfished just as much as men. So
yeah. So my coworker, you know, she put up a good point, like you said, about time. So an example she gave was her cousin or something. He's a doctor, so he doesn't have time to go out and do the searching and, you
That's
know, going to
swipe.
The clubs, going to the, you know, so he does the whole, you know, swiping and or the online dating because it's convenient. It's like, okay, boom, boom, boom. This is what I'm looking for. This is who I am. I don't have time to, you know, go out myself and figure out, oh, hey, that girl's cute. Let me see what's up. If they, you know, match or whatever, then they're like, okay, this girl's cute. Okay, we share similar interests. Let's see what's up. Boom. So I was like, I mean, I get that. And like I said, same thing with my homegirl, how she literally, when she goes out with a group of her friends. And then when they go out, she chills amongst her friends. She doesn't like venture off to like, oh, that guy looks cute over there. Let me go talk to him. Let's go over here. Like, so that's why she resorts to apps. So the next thing, social media. That I feel like it's a little bit more digging because it's not as precise. Yes, you could have your little bio and put little stuff here, but for the most part, it's just, okay, I work here, I live here, I graduated from here, I got my degree here, boom. And then you follow people because you guys might have mutual friends or whatever the case may be. Oh, this girl's cute, let me slide in her DM and see what's up. And then that's a little bit more broad, I feel, as far as dating apps where it's a little bit more specific, would you say?
I would switch those because the social media apps, when you follow somebody, you tend to watch what they do and how they post or the things they post and stuff versus where somebody can just fix their bio up real nice and it could be full of shit.
That's true. In a dating app. I'm saying as far as what you see from the front. If you just follow this person, you don't know anything about them, you have to do your research. Whereas with the apps, it's already like, boom, like you see what they look like, you see what they're looking for, you see what job they do, you see their interests, and as opposed to having to track and monitor. You get what I'm saying? Would you say?
Well, I kind of see those same things in just a regular profile on social media. Like you can see their pictures and their little bio may show like say something about their job or what they do still. Like, but you know, the thing with the dating app is it's a little different. Like you right away decide to mm-hmm. contact the person and all that. Where with social media, you can kind of just sit back and watch these people tell the truth about themselves.
I think it goes into that slope. Like you go to a dating app, you swipe right, you guys talk, and then you exchange information. Oh, what's your Instagram? Oh, what's your Facebook? Mm-hmm. I'll add you on that. And then that's when people start digging deeper. And
yeah.
Because the bio is always the tip of the iceberg. Then there's social media, mm-hmm. like type of shit they post and like how their voice sounds. Does it match with the phone? You know what I mean? Like yeah. everything that you hear. And yeah, it's just, you just gotta go for it. You know, you gotta go for it. You gotta find out what they're about. You know, when you get that initial, you know, both the match, as they say.
Yeah.
Both of you guys swipe right. Mm-hmm. So once you guys figure that out, then yeah, I think it'll be dating app first and social media second, mm-hmm. and then going out and meeting people. And yeah. I think the going out and meeting people is more gratifying because yeah, it's just the thrill. That. It's the mystery going out there. You never know who you're going to meet in person. So right then and there, they can't catfish you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, in person. They can't catfish you. I mean, women may be dolled up and, you know, may look, put her best foot forward because she's out in public, but.
But she doesn't have a filter on her.
Yeah, she doesn't have a filter on her. Like you.
Yes, she does.
Makeup, yes. But, like, I mean, as far as, like, hiding angles, you can't hide angles if they're right in front of you.
Yes, you can. If you're an artist, you can draw the fuck out of an angle on your body.
You stupid.
You see these videos, they be drawing fucking angles on their face and shit. So, I mean.
But you can't draw it on your body. On your body,
though?
Because a lot of people, they're neck ups. You'll see all their pictures and they're cute from the neck up. But if you see somebody,
a lot of big girls be using the neck up pictures.
But if you see them in person, they can't hide. They can't hide that shit.
Freddy Krueger could put on makeup and look like a bad bitch.
No, he can't. No, the fuck he can't.
Yes, he can.
And if he can, then you are motherfucking Ray Charles.
You know why?
You are Stevie Wonder.
You know why? You need to watch these videos on the fucking internet.
These videos.
It's motherfucking Freddy Cougar's out there putting on makeup.
He doesn't even have skin. Like,
you could just be spotty skin and shit. Looking crazy.
I hate you.
Oh, no.
You pulled it out of me. Calling me Ray Charles. Because obviously your ass is blind in a motherfucker.
Definitely not.
Because I was looking at these videos. I was
swimming.
Like, nigga, hell no.
Nah.
Get the fuck out of here. Nah. You're an artist, though. You're an artist, though.
You're an artist. A con artist, motherfucker.
You fooled me. Damn it. What art school you go to?
But then, so what would you do, okay? Every time you've seen this chick, being that you guys are single, we're just saying, you know, you guys aren't single, but this is hypothetical. So you're single. You meet up with this chick. You guys go on dates. Everything's cool. She looked good. Blah, blah, blah. It's maybe 3-4 months in, and then you finally decide, okay, hey, I'm going to spend the night or vice versa, have her come through. And then y'all already kind of getting deep into it. You want to take it to the next level. That's why y'all have the whole sleepover party. Bitch finally decides to get comfortable. Does not look like the same bitch that you've been dating for the past four or five months. Would you A, break up with her because she's a fraud, her face anyways, or B, okay, well, I love her personality. Obviously, that's why I still, you know, hang out with her.
Or, do you know what?
A or B, let's go. I want to hear this. Or C, enter your own comment.
No, okay, see, it's my own comment. Because, because I say this because if a girl really likes you and she's feeling comfortable around you, she will fucking send you videos, snaps, FaceTime requests or duo requests with no makeup on. From my experience, you know, dating, single, and stuff like that, like, I guess I have a way to make women comfortable around me, mm-hmm. and you know, like I've seen them like wake up first thing in the morning, hey, how you doing? with no makeup on. I'm like, okay, you passed the test. You know what I mean? Like,
but I'm saying this bitch didn't pass the test.
But she did. I mean, she didn't pass the test. You know what I mean? Like I said, we're still dating. And I think you always have to add in the time factor. How long have we been dating?
I just
have
said
been
4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months? Okay.
And then she finally gets comfortable.
Why is it 4 or 5 months before this motherfucker get comfortable?
I don't know. Maybe she obviously she's insecure.
That's not how long it would take realistically, though.
It would take realistically maybe 1 or 2 months.
Yes.
Tops.
But there are if she looked like one of the Connor artists that you're talking about. This is I'm speaking for it, like pretend it's one of those. So she knows without makeup I ain't shit. Uh-huh. Face wise or I'm not as attractive, excuse me. Uh-huh. But being attractive, at least she's not as attractive
to the masses
as yes, you know, so she's just like, okay, well, I really like this guy, but I don't want to lose him based off of my looks.
You already done did that. You already done fucked up.
But you don't know that, because some people
after the second month and
Some females, they will sleep at your house or vice versa, but they won't take off their makeup.
Bitch, you are not having makeup on my pillows. You got me all the way fucked makeup. Up.
Oh, sorry.
Probably wouldn't lie. I probably wouldn't, like, if I was single, you know.
So would you? So would you have questioned her? Like, why do you always have makeup on, baby? Let me see your natural.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
First week.
Second week. I want to see your natural.
Second week. Let's see that natural.
Because why? Booty, because of time. Don't waste no fucking time. I need to know what I'm working with right now. Like I've said, no one's perfect.
Yeah, of course not.
As I say, no one's perfect. Right. But let me know what imperfections that I feel that I can deal with. Or in the imperfections that I don't even see, that's not a big deal to me. Let me make
everybody's
that decision.
You know,
don't
what you
sit
like
here and
or dislike,
hide for 4 months. With, you know? Don't sit here and hide for 4 months playing cat and mouse. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She's washing her face. Like, baby, how come you don't watch? Like, you're going to take a shower and not wash your face?
Hey.
What the fuck? Right then and there, that's a red flag. Yep. Yo, fellas, if a girl comes to your house and she takes a shower and she doesn't wash her face?
But no, okay. So what if she does all that, but she doesn't allow you in the restroom? She's like, I don't feel comfortable yet. Like, would you be like, no, there's something going on, there's a red flag? Or would you be like, okay, cool, I don't want to mess up your, I want you to be comfortable.
I tell you right now, I'll play it cool, but my antennas will be raised like a muff.
Where are your antennas?
If I smashed already, and she talking about some don't come in the bathroom,
I'm coming in tomorrow.
It's time for me to see your natural look.
But if she locked the door, you can't.
It's kind of like,
yes, I can get a butter knife.
Butter, remember those back in the day? Back in the day,
yeah, or
coming
even,
in a locked room.
Or even like when she always wants you to turn off the light. you calling in and like, hey, I'm about to go say, hey, turn off the light.
True story.
Covering up her face. I'm like, oh,
I'll be leaving
man.
That shit on. No. Take the cover off
all
first.
Of it. That shit's so
take
funny.
That shit off.
Okay, yeah. But stop putting your guys' 2 cents in. If this was the situation, you guys just like, I really like her, I don't want her to feel uncomfortable, I'm gonna let this go. And then finally she 4 or 5 months later, stop adding your shit. Would you A or B?
What's A again?
A was basically call her out as a fraud and just break up with her because that's not her.
And what's B?
And B is, okay, well, shit, we developed a relationship. I love her personality, so I'm going to stick through it. Flaws and all. It's kind of like, really I know Kenlin's not here, but this is my question in honor of Kenlin. How about that?
To me, for my answer, it can't give you a straight answer because it depends on the person.
I just told you, you've been feeling this person.
No, after seeing their natural look for me, it will decide if I stick around. Like, okay, you ain't that bad.
It's one of those con artists that you're talking about. It's a Freddy Krueger.
Oh, Freddy Krueger?
I'm out of there.
I'm going to catch you in your nightmares, nigga.
Turn off the light. I don't want you to see my face.
I hate you.
Would you like some shish kebabs?
That was a little too on point.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
It was like I turned on the sound effects or some shit, nigga.
Yeah, that's a little
what
scary.
The fuck?
Hey, man, that's just talent, man.
So you would cut baby off.
Yep. Yeah. You said she looked like motherfucking Freddy Krueger. What I deem is Freddy Krueger. Yeah, I'll shake her hand, give her props. Like, yo, that was a good magic trick.
Hey, you got me.
That was a fantastic magic trick. But unfortunately, I have to go. Like, I appreciate the show. Like,
it was a good.
It was a good 4 to 5 months. Yes, I am.
Square up.
Bust a move. I got a mean right hook waiting.
Shit. Man, you gotta start hitting the jab first. You gotta establish your distance.
I push her down and run. He attacked me. No, I didn't.
Yeah. You're Freddy Krueger. It don't count. Right. You ain't a person. No, just
no,
kidding.
Yeah, I would have to bolt out too. I'll have to bolt out too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what do you want me to do?
That's some real shit, though.
Like the you only way it would work, like, you would have to put your makeup every day for me to get up.
I'm sorry, no.
Because I look at the
it's and a then, no for me.
And then I look at the face and I'm like, I'm sorry, I just went soft. I can't. It's not gonna work. Oh, you know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that, you know, girl, she can't find love. Or I mean, I'm pretty sure she will find sex, but I'm pretty sure that the love part will be a little harder though. Cause there's a lot
and
of niggas
see,
out here.
Look,
it's a lot of niggas out here fucking butter faces.
Yep. There's yeah. So obviously, her,
and
her,
having kids with them and fucking walking their kids with
see,
them and shit.
So look it. I don't consider. I don't consider you guys shallow for that because you developed, you know, a relationship based off of the personality and you thought they were attractive, but then it's like you're not the same person I met. Like physically, you're not the same person.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, you're not what I was attracted to at the first thing, you know.
You know how like shallow
maybe,
how?
Hey, but you know what? Maybe that's why. Well, you said four.
4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months. I would cut it off to 3. It's a probationary period, just like a damn job.
That's what I was saying.
90
like,
days. The first 90 days.
4 or 5 months is too long before
but
you
see,
be
but
like, hey.
She got that fire head. She like, sex is the business. Y'all have good conversations. You let that shit slide.
I don't give a
but
shit.
But you know what? Your nigga might run the wolf, but I'm telling you, that nigga get lonely. Be like, hey, Freddy.
Oh, my God.
Freddy with that fire head.
I'll tell you this. Motherfucker won't
you
be,
up?
Won't be quick to run away if she got fire head. Like, you know what? Let's just be cool. You know
yeah, exactly.
You know, if it's late and he's trying to get a bar, you know,
okay,
he
how
can
about,
hit me
he's
up.
Gonna be thinking that in his back pocket, like, yep. But damn it, part. Let's have some fire ass.
But make sure you
though.
Got come over, baby, but just make sure you got that makeup on.
Or I'll turn off the lights though.
Okay, so for it to be a little bit more reasonable.
Yeah, rubbing on Freddie's face.
The reason. So the reason. Would you say?
That is nasty.
So would this be a reason to keep it that long? Say she has children and she has babysitters, but not for overnight thing. So that's why she was like, "Well, I want to make sure this is real before I bring you over." You know, to meet the kids or before I stay the night without feeling comfortable to have my babysitter. You know what I mean? What if that was her excuse? And that's why it lasted that long, 4 or 5 months. Would that be more reasonable than just because I know you guys are saying like, okay, 1, 2, maybe 3 is pushing it. But for it to be that long, could that be a reasonable excuse?
No. Well, if you date somebody that has kids.
Yeah, they have kids, so that's why it took them that long for you guys to see each other, like with her bear, because she's not staying the night. You're not staying the night because she doesn't feel comfortable. That's her excuse, anyways.
Pretty like I said before, like if a girl really feels you, she really likes you, she be like, no, fuck it, I'm gonna let this nigga see my bare face.
But
and
not
I'm
if you look like Freddy, you ain't gonna be that comfortable.
Look.
Maybe there's some Freddy girls with that kind, but look, nigga, this is me. Take it or leave it.
The world
well,
is
I'ma
a cold
leave
place.
That baby, bye. But I had fire though.
Like, okay, maybe her chances are better after the fire hit. She'd be like, this is how it looked married. Nigga be like, fuck, but you know what? Damn, you got some fire head.
Got some fire head.
It's out of this world.
Twice.
Nigga, out of this world. Best head you've ever had in your life.
Just head or just every?
Like, no, everything. Everything. Sex game, head game, personality. That, she just fucking ugly.
Well, whoever, you know, whoever decides to stick around, shout out to him. Well, she had to
make up for it. Think about it. She had to make up for it. That's the balance. She ugly, she had to make up for it. She had to give some bomb ass head. Pussy game had to be mad tight. Yes. You know what I mean?
She
like
how to throw it back.
She had to throw
so
it back.
So in conclusion, you guys would say you guys would break up with, or you guys wouldn't go further niggas, with her, but you would keep her in her back pocket.
Yep. Okay. Niggas would be like, I'm gonna have her on the team.
That's a real ass answer though.
I'm gonna have her on the team. Six
and
man.
I fucks
you
with you guys because of it.
Ain't nobody at this table finna be like, nah, man, I'm better than that. I'm not finna keep her
shut
around.
Shut the fuck up, right, nigga. Exactly. Jiggas up, nigga.
The jig is up.
Nigga lying out here. Nigga, fuck all that bullshit. Nigga will have her in the back pocket. Nigga have her in the 10-man rotation. She probably be getting less minutes, but she will be getting minutes on the floor.
She'll be six.
Be the sixth man
of the sixth man award. She'll probably be the best one in the roster. Be like, fuck. Why you had to fucking show me yourself?
That's crazy.
Take off her off her makeup looking like Melina from fucking Mortal Kombat shit.
Damn.
Like, how you give me fire ass head with those teeth? What the fuck? That's a skill.
I'm here. I'll show you. Okay.
You got to think about it. If a chick had teeth like Melina and gave you fire ass head, that is a skill.
First of all, if her teeth were like that, you wouldn't even let it get next to your pecker.
Hell no.
I would hope not.
Oh, no. Nah.
Oh my gosh!
What? What? Shit!
I hate you.
This is if I was single, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we gotta speak in hypotheticals
this
now.
This is hypothetical as fuck.
We weren't, because
I kid you not,
we weren't
playing
out here.
Mortal Kombat. Niggas was thinking like, you know what, man? If she just keep that mask on, you know what I'm saying?
Mask on.
Hey, Melina, just give me a boob job. You know what I mean? Just keep the mask on. just look at, you know, just look at the chest. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
There you go.
You guys are so dumb.
Like, well, maybe if I put a condom on, it might not cut me. It'll cut the condom.
Oh, my gosh. You're so
hey, that's crazy
stupid.
Because niggas be thinking.
Don't use that bear like, shit then.
Nah,
that,
like, niggas
thin,
be like, niggas, really, niggas be really compromising their health over some pussy.
Yeah. Nigga, no, that's
like,
real.
Like, real shit, nigga be like, fuck, I haven't fucked in a minute. I don't know about this girl. All right, maybe I get a condom. Maybe she looks clean.
No,
I don't know. Damn, that shit's kind of hairy, though.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Oh, I was just talking about that today, too. I told you, we talked about a lot of stuff at work
like,
today.
If I die, I die.
I think I'm gonna die in some pussy.
Because I was listening to Horrible Decision, and they was talking about that. About hairy vaginas and hairy dicks. Because those two girls, apparently, they like hairy dicks. And they were saying about,
they like jungle bottoms?
Huh?
They like jungle bottoms?
Yeah, shit, I guess. And they were asking the guy, I have to double check who the guy was, but they were asking him if he liked, or what did he prefer? Because one of the girls, she gets waxed. And then the other one, she shaves, or she just keeps it clean, like, you know, groomed.
Uh-huh.
And she was telling her, like, even though I don't want to, I'll pay for you to get it waxed. And she's like, no, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. But how guys will be like, nah, if it ain't waxed, you know, I ain't fucking with that shit. Bull fucking shit. I have my shit, you know, as is sometimes, because I don't be fucking around a lot. So sometimes, shit, it's not upkept. And then a dude will be like trying to smash or trying to eat. I say, yo, I'm keeping it real. Ladies, I know some of you guys feel me. I'd be like, well, shit, I haven't gotten waxed. Man, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about that. Those be the same motherfuckers that be fronting that they ain't gonna fuck with a bitch because her shit got hair on it. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah.
I'll tell you one on top
same
of
thing,
that.
And same what? Thing about girls. Girls be lying.
If a girl smell.
Oh,
some
smell.
Niggas will not give a fuck.
I heard.
Yeah,
so I've heard.
Some niggas will go through it.
Ooh, you know what, though?
it's either two of these things. Either A, they're horny as fuck and they need to get this nut out and it's been a while. Or B, they don't want to hurt the girl's feelings.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. And
at the end of the day, they get a nut. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see how some girls
would be down.
Sorry,
like,
I'm like
they're talking about like, you know, girls don't want hairy dudes, but like Like I said, there were times that I was not up kept, you know, manscaping or anything. Yeah. But if they really feeling you, they don't give a fuck. They be sucking your dick and pulling the pubic hair between their teeth.
I've done it.
And keep going back to work.
We both laughing and shit.
Laughing, you stupid. What was I going to say about that? Fuck.
What, the smelling?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So about the smell. I'm sorry, but bitch, if you smell, you know you smell. Yeah. I would not let a dude fuck me if I knew I smelled, which I don't, but
you gotta put that disclaimer, right. Which
I don't. I know. And you can ask anybody who fucked.
I'm like,
and if they lie to me, well, fuck it. But I'm just saying, I've never had complaints, but I've had guys tell me that yes, if it's not, if it's, you know, bearable, they'll still smash. And I'm just like, I can't do it. Same thing. They gave me the
dicks.
Same reason. But I'm just like.
Dicks want to get wet.
But I'm just thinking, okay, because you know I'm a visual person. Listen, I'm a visual person. So I'm imagining dude smashing a girl. And then that motion, I feel like that air that is like, they're catching a whiff every single time.
Imagine
they're pumping.
The juices, too.
Like that's.
Have a little tang to maybe, it. You know what I'm saying?
And maybe that's why niggas want to bust quick and get the fuck out. And they don't give a fuck what that girl says about you know that nigga stroke game.
But it's mental
nigga,
though, right? Like, so like if you smell, you're able to block that out your mental. The
smell? Some niggas be blocking
that's
it out.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like there. Yeah. I know there's, you know, there's instances where like niggas used to hit it from the back and girl kind of like,
oh my god,
smell little smell of ass. Niggas be holding it in like, let me get this nut out though.
Yeah. That's fucking.
Don't get me wrong.
Crazy.
Don't get me wrong. Like because you'd have to be really foul for a nigga to be like, nah.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck, homie.
There's
if
a
you
virus
smell,
in that vagina.
If you smell, I ain't fucking with. And I'm speaking for myself. There has been a situation where a dude was trying to smash. He was eating the box, and I was like, "All right, cool, whatever. I guess we could smash." Motherfucker pulled his pants down, and I got a whiff of some musty ass balls. Bye.
I just got done playing basketball.
I can't do it. I can't. Then get the fuck in the shower. I don't give
Hit
a fuck.
The showers.
Right.
That shit is like a so. I feel like that shit's disrespectful. Like I would never not feel like not. Okay. Some people.
You know what? I understand.
Some people.
But
they feel like I've been out all day.
I was with the shit.
No, but listen, some people, they feel like I've been out all day, I have to get in the shower before I have sex. I think that's so respectful, and I fucks with you because of that. But sometimes you're just like, okay, we just trying to get it in, it is what it is. I might do a little smell check, and I know this is weird, but I told the dude I was fucking with that I do this. He says weird, but it is what it is. Every time I use the restroom, I always like after I pee, like I'll smell my underwear. Like, it's a weird thing of mine, but I always do. And I'm like, it doesn't smell like nothing. Like, it doesn't smell like anything. And the reason why I do that, because I've had guys who I've, like, you know, smashed or, you know, that's gone down on me. And I was like, I wonder, what does it taste like? Like, what does it smell like? Like, I'll ask because I'm curious. I'm weird. And they're like, it doesn't smell like anything. It doesn't taste like anything. It doesn't taste bad. Like, and I'm just like, okay. So since then, I always like, okay, sorry. That's a little TMI.
No, you
can't. I like to smell my underwear.
Nothing to say.
Shit.
I like to smell my underwear.
Nothing to say.
And you,
that's probably
compared to me, you sound real nice right now.
You know.
You sound so clean.
I'm so fresh and so clean.
Savage shit, man.
You know.
I just don't understand why some females, bitch, you know you smell. Don't fucking pull down your pants. That's so disrespectful to the guy you fucking with. I know I smell. I'm going to act like I don't and see if this guy will still smash.
At
like,
least throw a disclaimer like you do about your bush. Like, it's a little,
yeah.
It's a little tangy down there. I don't care. I like tang. Like,
I've had guys tell me.
I'm fresh off my period. You know what I mean? You know, stuff like that. You
I'm fresh.
I've had a guy hit me up. Seeing that I'm at the gym, hit me up and be like, oh, come through. You know, I'm trying to smash or I want to eat that. And I'm just like, motherfucker, what? My box is sweaty as fuck. You see, I'm at the gym. I don't care about all that.
You don't
Bye.
Understand. That's it. You don't understand. Sweat. You don't understand. I'll hold that later. But I'm saying, you would never underestimate the power of a thirsty ass nigga.
Yeah, never.
Like, if a nigga could get thirsty if you see a girl with, like, sweaty ass at the gym, niggas be like, damn, that looks nice. I'm speaking on behalf of single men, mm-hmm. men go through visual. This is a disclaimer. That's how niggas think. You know what I mean? Like, dang, nice and sweaty and shit. Niggas like, I want to know what that's like. And it's the same thing about, you know, a certain scene from Love and Basketball.
Wow, this nigga.
You know what I mean? And this is how it is, man. If the thirst is real, it you know, motherfuckers ain't going to give a fuck. If the thirst is that real.
That's crazy. But yeah, so we pretty much settled it about the whole dating thing. But just one off the record thing. This was a debate we had today at work. And I want to know your guys' opinion.
Okay, what's the debate?
I know people say pussy is power, but would you say that dick can be powerful as well?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
Fuck you mean?
Because it was a debate that, you know, one of my female coworkers was like, no, dick is not powerful. The male, my male coworker was like, yes, the fuck it is. Because although pussy is powerful, you mean to tell me that if you're in a relationship with a dude and you decide to step out and keep fucking with the same dude, you mean to tell me that that dick is not powerful? The fact that you would step out on your relationship, you have a family, risk it all to keep fucking with that same dick, you wouldn't say that dick is powerful? And she was like, well, no. I don't know. I believe there are some powerful dicks out there.
I would have told her this. You know, you got money, you got your own place. Let's say you had your own place and all this shit, and you got a nigga living there, driving your car and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that his dick was powerful enough to make you let the nigga in and all that extra shit. Like, I've seen homies live at a girl's crib. She buys him all this shit and all because he dicks him down.
I mean, I agree with it. I was just saying that was the debate. Like, the two girls were like, nah, nah, nah. And he was just like, yeah, the fuck it is. I just kind of shut the fuck up because I was just really interested on seeing their debate and how passionate they were about who has power or not. But it's not like he was like, okay, just dick has power. He's like, yeah, pussy's power too. He's like, but dick is too. And they were just like anti that. So I just wanted to know your guys' opinion.
If dick is
that.
Not powerful, the term dignitized would never exist.
Dignitized, what dick you call whip. It? Dick whip. Yep.
You know what I mean? You're going to fucking tell me that dick ain't powerful if your girls are going out to the club and that one girl gets a call from her nigga. She's going to fucking leave her friends so fast.
Y'all good? All right.
Y'all good? I'm about to go home and get some dick.
And then the bitch is going to be mad. Like, you can't even be mad. I'm like, girl, go get some dick. I'll live vicariously through
you.
I
bet you I know which ones would be mad. Them two motherfuckers arguing. Girl, ain't even worth leving for.
And then women get curious. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. If you get girl talking about, oh, this dick got me like this, you know, other girls might want to know what that's going to be about. So you got to be careful when you spreading the gospel about another nigga's dick because other women are going to get curious. Mm-hmm. Yes, women are going to get curious.
Their friends around you, the ones you're friends with, watch closely. Shit, if your man telling you, hey, what's her name tried to get at me, you better
believe that.
You better fucking look at that shit. Check it out.
When I heard, like they said, if a man says she's not your friend, you need to listen.
Yep. Like, yeah, man, that girl
is
looking
my friend. That is not your friend. Why? Because that's not your friend.
Why is that? Because I was wearing gray sweatpants. I just got out the shower and she was looking at my print. That's why she ain't your friend. She was looking at me. She had no business looking at my print. She should have turned her away.
If she respected
your friendship, yep. She shouldn't be looking at my bulge when I'm wearing my gray sweatpants. Don't trust her. Don't trust her.
That's funny as fuck. But I mean, we could talk about shit all day, but I feel like that we could save it for
that's
another.
Perfect right there. Dick breaks up friendships.
It does.
It has the power to break up friendships.
It does.
And pussy has the power to
break up
make friends
too.
Kill each other.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
low-key scary.
That's deep.
That's hella deep.
I've seen it play out. Like,
what the fuck? You gonna say dick ain't powerful? Remember Sharkeesha? That was over some dick.
No,
that was over some dick. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you mean? I've been acting like dick ain't out here just making y'all dignitized. You know what I'm saying? Tasha from Insecure.
True.
Fuck out of here, man. The fuck's wrong with y'all? Girls get dick.
Tasha.
Girls get dick with. But yeah, you wanna say all this to say
Issa stepped out for that. She said it was an itch.
She needs to scratch. Yeah.
Sounds like dick to me.
Yeah.
Pause.
But yeah, got crabs or something? No, I'm kidding. But yes, to wrap it up, would you guys say that technology is taking over dating? Like, people are more liable to
technology taking over a lot of shit.
It is.
Yeah, everything.
You could get some pussy. You can make a perfect soldier. You can make automated weapons.
You can order some groceries.
You can order some groceries. You know what I mean? Technology taking over everything.
Movies that's supposed to hit the theaters coming straight to the home.
Yep.
You know, through technology.
Hey, technology taking over. Fuck it.
Yep.
But yeah, you want to wrap it up, Nessa? I'll give you the...
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay. But speaking of which, since we talked about sexual liberations and shit, what are your guys' opinion on Gabrielle Union's groceries, salads?
Oh, she orders Amazon Flex? I mean, Amazon Fresh?
Yeah, she likes the Amazon Fresh with the Hidden Valley Ranch.
The Hidden Valley Ranch.
You know.
Disgusting. That is.
Rim shots. Oh, whatever you want to call.
Not a Thousand Island.
Thousand Island, whatever her favorite dressing is, you know what I mean? Maybe she just like with lemon. I don't know. But you know what? People need to stop judging her, though. She's a grown-ass woman. She want to lick ass. Let her lick ass.
He like it. You know, like, why is it anybody else's business to judge that?
Probably because he don't not playing.
And that's why.
You know, I was going to say, probably because he don't wash his ass.
And that's why if you go follow us on
Instagram. Protect Gabrielle Union.
if you follow us on Instagram, that's why we posted that video of her. Because I felt that was life imitating art, or art imitating life. Scene of Love and Basketball when she looked at Omar Epps and talking about she wanted to lick the sweat off her booty. I was like, damn, she's already living the truth. We just didn't see this.
That might have been improv.
That could have been improv. Like, damn, Gabby liked licking ass a long time ago.
She did start masturbating at 5.
She said if he was black, she was just glad that he liked her.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's deep.
That's very, very deep. And, dude, like, when it comes to as men, do we feel that we get gay conscious when a girl wants to lick your ass?
Definitely.
Because like at first, okay, like a nigga be getting some head. She, you know, she go on the shaft and the head, the tip, and she goes down to the balls, and then the gooch or the gouch area gets a little like, oh, what are you doing? And she goes a little lower, and you be like, the fuck is wrong with you? What's going on? What are you doing? And then, like, she might grab your legs, make you feel like a bitch, and pop your legs up. Like, what the fuck is this? I've never had this before.
Oh, my God.
And just start going in. And you're like, oh, my God.
That's never happened to me before.
Okay, so, guys, let me ask you this. I ain't with the shits, literally. Being a woman who would like to explore that option, would you say it's best that she asks you, or she just goes in, like, keep testing water, like you said, like how you're going step by step? Like, would you rather she just go, like, kind of ease you into it, or like ask, like, do you feel comfortable? I want to experiment. I've always wanted to lick a guy's ass. I really fucks with you. Do you mind? Like,
that's the same way niggas got an approach about going anal with this girl. The same protocol. You can't, like, just, you know what I mean? I'm just going to go straight for the hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to me, it's disgusting, though.
You got
to. I couldn't.
To each its own. Do it.
I can't,
you know?
Lick ass either, though. I can't.
Oh, well, can't see, yeah. Ass. See, and that's what she was saying. So, I want to say she was like, it has to be, like, kind of like give and take.
I mean, like, you got to be in a nasty-ass mood. Like, if you to lick ass, you just got to be in a nasty-ass mood. Like,
don't get me wrong.
Like if you.
I've slipped up. In the past, you know, going down on a girl like slurp, like, oh,
slurp.
Well, I guess that just happened.
Oh my god!
I just had a tongue full of asshole. All right, let's just keep moving forward. Let's just keep moving forward. Act like that didn't happen. That didn't happen. No,
she probably like, do it again. That felt good.
She did kind of say, "Ooh," and looked over at me. I'm like, I act like I ain't make eye contact with her. I just kept eating her up.
Maybe made a quick look. You're like.
you know that boy that has a cup in his hand and he does a little side eye.
Yeah, yeah.
That meme. Oh, that didn't just happen.
But I mean, like I said, to each his own. Some dudes might get hyper masculine about that. He'll punch a girl in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna do all of that.
Like some niggas will punch a girl. Like,
but some people, they don't know their reaction because if they don't expect it, sometimes mm-hmm. that your reaction just gets the best of you.
Yeah, like I can imagine if a girl I'm with tried to, yeah, I might jump and she might get kicked in the head or something. I don't know. Shit.
But my thing is to those men, and you, I want to hear them, listeners that are willing and are comfortable with their sexuality, to answer this. To those men who don't find it wrong or whatever to get your ass licked. Sorry, I'm a visual person.
Tough guy.
Do you bend over? Do you bend over and get it? Or do you lay on your back?
They said the most masculine way for a man to get his ass licked, he got to toot his ass up.
That doesn't even sound masculine. Toot that ass up.
No, just, that's just funny,
pop,
though.
Pop, lock, and drop it. Like, I feel like you about to pop, lock, and drop it right now.
As much as it sucks,
I need a demonstration.
I think that's another reason why I'm cool.
You kind of have to be like low key missionary. You got to like have your.
Are you on your back?
Yeah, you're on your back with your legs up. Yeah, and if she's like one of the strong girls, she might even like prop your legs a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Or you might have to help her out.
Those strong girls.
You know what I mean?
But so that's the most masculine, they said? Like, way to get your ass ate?
That's not masculine.
That is the most masculine way possible for you to get your ass licked. Because if you try to do it any other way, you know, you trying to stand up in the corner, you kind of hunched over, no. If you bend over, no. Maybe if you sit on her face, but that don't even look right. You know what I mean?
None of those positions look right.
The only way is on your back. Fellas, if you plan on getting your ass licked, your girl and lick your ass, you're going to have to be on your back.
But what about, because I was about to say, like, if you guys are, like, 69 position and she's like, and then she just kind of, like, flips the dick, like, on your stomach and then just starts eating the ass. Like, would that be kind of, because he's.
I guess.
You know what I mean? Because he's, like, giving you head, so, like.
But the dude still have to prop his leg. He'll have to still prop his leg up like this a little.
No, but you're. But like if she's,
they're 69, are they sideways or are they traditional 69?
If I guess she's saying if you're on top.
Oh yeah. So the lady, so the girl's on her back and you're on top.
Oh, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that could work.
I mean, I ain't trying it. I'm just saying. Like I feel like I would feel. I would feel like that's the most. That would be a bit.
Booty hole get shy,
like girl. I want that asshole clean.
Booty hole get shy.
Booty hole get shy. Get tight. No, like, ooh, what's that?
what, I like that.
Pulsating and shit.
Booty hole be like.
Ew.
What's that?
Quick story. Speaking of that, quick story. So.
Lick those cookie crumbs.
So my homegirl, her and her girlfriend, they're very comfortable with each other. They're so comfortable that they fart around each other, right? So my girl said day they was laying down and she was just kind of like just having fun. So what she did was she pulled down her pants and she went to bite her ass, not to eat her ass, and then just bite it, you know, bite her ass cheek. You've never bit your girl's ass cheek?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was going to do that, just, you know.
She was going to do that to
her girlfriend.
It's amazing how girls get away with a lot of homoerotic shit.
Yeah, they're not together, right? They're just
friends?
No,
it's her girlfriend. They're just friends. It's my homegirl, but they're girlfriends. They're lesbians.
Oh, okay. I thought they were friends.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so they're lesbians. Yeah, they go together. They've been together for years. Okay, so they're very comfortable. So she went to pull her pants down to bite her ass, but when she did, her girl farted in her fucking mouth. I said, bitch, that is grounds for dismissal. I wish a motherfucker would fart in my mouth.
Why you leap in for the bite?
Like, well, I wouldn't do that, but that's what she was saying.
Bad timing.
Like, foghorns like, your mouth.
It's just bad timing.
Well, they fart on each other and stuff too, but I feel like she got a little too carried away. She was like, oh, you gonna do that? Okay.
I got one for you. No, not a joke. Man. I'm just saying that's what she said.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Head, like, you saw my face? I was like, what? No. What?
Like I got a fart right now waiting or something? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But I don't know. I can't do that. Like, I
probably would have lost it. Like,
I'm cool
my
with
God.
Farting like around each other, but I've always said that. I said, my dude, he better know not to fart. Like in my face area because I would be so upset. I think that's so fucking disgusting. But you can fart next to me.
What about the homie farting like on the back of your head?
The fuck he farted on the back? No. If you gonna fart, be respectful and fart in the motherfucking corner.
Don't you want highlights?
No.
I'll fart some highlights in
no.
your head.
I don't want highlights.
You need a couple brown streaks.
Don't want no crop dusting. I don't want none of that shit. Take that shit over there.
Crop dusted, but.
But I think that was just the most like disgusting thing ever. Fart in my mouth.
I mean, but for women, like, do women like getting their ass licked? Because I know guys are kind of like guys are on the fence right now. Yeah. Some guys will say hell fucking no, but on the low they'll be like that shit kind of lit.
Right.
Sorry.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. So like, hell no. I think hell no, I ain't get no ass lick. Next thing you know, he'd be the first nigga to lift his leg up. Like getting here, adjusting himself a little bit.
Oh,
like,
no.
I feel like if you like it, just own up to it.
Just own it. Just
clean your assholes, man.
Yeah, take some showers. If you know your girl's going to lick your ass, if you know the girl you're with going to lick ass, at least take a shower and wipe your ass.
Like, you literally have to take a shower right before a motherfucker gets your ass.
And it has to be right when you get out the motherfucking shower.
Yeah, like, or in the shower.
We don't, or that. But, okay, so your question was, again, I'm sorry.
Like, women, like, do women really like in their ass lick? Or is that just...
Okay, I can't speak for everybody.
Well, I'm just saying from a majority of women, Nessa, the impressions that you...
So, do you like your booty hole lick?
Okay, so I've never requested it, nor will I ever. It's not something I prefer, but I've had it done, and it feels okay. But I think it's more so I have to be vibing with the dude. Like, I've had a guy lick my ass that I don't care about. He was just a fuck buddy whenever I just wanted to have sex, and... And actually, it was like towards the end of us fucking around, and he just started eating booty holes. So I was just like, this shit's weird. Like, it feels okay. It is what it is. But there's a guy that I kind of like that did it, and I was just like, that's not too bad. But I don't prefer it. Like, I would never request it ever because I don't really care for it. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? It's not, it's like, it's cool, but I don't care
for it. So, how do girls feel about just getting licked from the back? Like the
I love getting licked from the back.
Like, the nigga's nose is, like, right there on the head, like staring dead at it. Anyway.
That's what they call brown nosing, you know?
Like, that doesn't, like, even for him, the temptation of him just to go up just a little higher doesn't, like, cross your mind?
Well, it's not sanitary, first of all, to go back and forth. Yeah. If you gonna eat the ass, that's the last stop. And then you just got to...
Don't go back down.
Yeah, we got to clean up and then start again, that which will dead the mood for the most part. But I mean, if they, like I said, like if they did it, I'm like, okay, like I won't stop it, but it's not a preference of mine.
Just turn you around and start kissing you after your chest.
Take that.
I mean, it's weird because I've had someone go down on me and then kiss me afterwards, but I've never had them go in my asshole and do it. I don't know how I feel about
look. She'll be shocked.
Give me a kiss.
That's gonna be such.
I know. I wouldn't know how to react. I'd be like, like, I don't know. That's like weird.
Hey, and that's how niggas felt in their early 20s when they used to get head from their girlfriend. She wanna kiss them.
Yep,
I feel like that's different
away.
Though because yours is the exterior, and then us, it's more like, you know what I mean.
But that's what I'm saying. When niggas were in their 20s and shit, they'll get head from a girl, and she's like, "Oh, give me a kiss." Niggas like, no. But now when you get older, when you get older, more mature, you be like, "Ah, oh, shit, it's my shit. Fuck it, mwah, mwah, baby, yeah, whatever." You know what I mean?
I am.
And it's so funny. And it's
at
so
19.
Oh, so. you're down.
Give me a kiss.
And, you're so dumb.
You know, I think it's true. I remember Charlamagne always said that. It's like, by the time you're 26, you'll be eating ass. Like, I think that's
not like, everybody's like
but,
that.
I mean, not everybody, but it's just the growth and maturity once you just get more comfortable with your sexuality.
Yeah.
Like the guy that I'm fucking with now.
I
like
understand
he,
it, but I just won't do it.
He doesn't eat ass. And as far like he's eaten coochie before, but it's not really his thing. But with me, he's done it a few times.
Yeah.
So I think it really just depends on the person.
Yeah, the person, the mood, the vibe. Yeah. And also what they eat. You are what you eat. So that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, man. I'm not fucking with no chocolate crumbs. What fucked it up for me really was two girls in one cup.
I've never watched that.
I was like,
I'm
never eating an ass. None of that.
So how about, so this
and,
was also.
And I don't want no girl eating my ass because.
Because I know I'll be dropping some.
Yeah.
So how about.
Dropping a deuce and shit.
So what about this scenario?
Stay away from me.
Okay.
You're sitting here getting fire head from your girl. You got a fart. Do you interrupt because you're like, I got to let this one out? Or do you just be like, okay, well, shit, I'm going to suck it up. My stomach going to hurt, but I don't want to. This shit feels too good. Or see, you just going to let it rip.
I'm gonna stop and get up and go in the bathroom and let one rip because I can't enjoy getting head trying to hold a fart in. I just can't.
Yeah.
But like during sex, I have ripped one before, like hitting it from the back, like
the airy kind,
the assassin.
Oh, that's worse. I would be so mad having sex and I was like
every stroke.
The fuck?
We still going. She's like, oh, Mark. I'm like, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You're so dumb.
See,
and it's funny hearing that from guys because I've had times where I'm like, I'm getting plowed and I'm just like, fuck, I gotta fart. But it's like I don't wanna kill the moment and I'm not gonna fart. I'm not going to. I don't want to ruin the moment.
Hold like this.
Probably.
And then I just start like, I'm like, okay, babe, slow down. And it's not because I want him to slow down, but it's like, I don't want him
to make you like, fart.
You know, like, oh, shit.
Pop dust all over his balls. I got anal gas in my balls.
You stop him if you need to piss. So why not stop him if you got to pass gas?
Oh, yeah. That's.
Oh, my God. I want to pee on myself. Good. Keep going.
I've had that happen where a guy was just like, oh, it's not pee. Because you know how like I have a, you know, I don't really get mine. So they're like, no, stop trying to stop it. It's really not pee. You're just really trying to come. And I'm like, no, I really have to pee. Like, no, it's come. Just keep going. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to piss on you. So I pissed on a few guys. I'm keeping real. Shit, that's your fault. But
you just felt like pee. You didn't feel nothing.
No,
different.
I knew it was pee.
No, I'm saying when you like just let it go, it just felt like pee. It didn't feel like nothing else.
Yeah, I felt like I pissed in my pants.
Niggas
want to. But I have no pants on.
Niggas want to get squirted on so bad. That's the funny thing about it.
Yeah, I pissed on a few dicks. I'm keeping it real. I'm sorry. That
sounds very disgusting.
It is, but
in the moment when a girl squirts and shit, it's all good.
You know when it's pee. I mean, I've never really
experienced.
Know. Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. As a female, we know when it's pee. But at that time, I was like, maybe he is right. Maybe this is my time to come. Like, you know, so I'm like, okay,
splash
fuck it.
Waterfalls.
Oh, this is really pee. It's hella warm. It's hella, this is definitely pee. Oops.
That shit was funny, man. Every time. I'm about to pee. Start going faster and harder. Smack. Oh, my God, stop.
Yeah, I had a kick off a guy. Okay, but anyway. Did we answer your question?
What, about your ass getting ate?
So ass getting ate. It's a no from me. It's not bad, but I don't really care for it. Like,
I mean,
I would never request it.
Like, have you had a conversation with your homegirls and stuff? Like,
not with my homegirls, but
or just
but seeing being in groups and that being a topic of discussions. Literally, I want to say every female, for the most part, most females prefer getting their ass ate. Mm.
Is it like a form of power? Does it empower women to say, yeah, that nigga ate my ass?
What the fuck?
Because I think it's kind of like an ego booster, and I think that's why women are like putting that in the forefront. You know what I mean? Nicki Minaj said, "Pull me to the best ass eater."
Mm-hmm.
Janae Eichel said, "Eat the booty like groceries." You know
why is that so? Like,
I don't know. With me,
why do y'all like that shit?
It's popular.
Or why do they like that?
Yeah,
shit?
I was like, hold up. With
like,
me,
y'all motherfucking shit out that.
But see, with me, I love getting ate from the back. I'm not talking about my ass, but just. I just love like back shots, period, whether we're fucking or you're eating it. But like, I don't know. There's just something about like being in like on all fours that
it's
enjoy.
It's very primal.
Yeah.
It's primal.
But ass, yeah, I don't care. I couldn't answer that. I could no ask for emails.
Be like, Nessa, what's your spirit animal?
Oh, man.
Hey, I don't know, Mark.
That might have something to do with it. You wanting to be on all fours and stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, so anything else? Any other hot topics we want to talk about? Nah.
Nah.
Nah. I think it's cool. Sex and technology, I guess. It's a sex and technology episode. We talked about technology and a lot of sex.
Sexnology.
Sexnology.
Might be the title of the episode, hey, Sexnology. Hey. Want some sexnology? You want a cyber? Girl, what's your ASL?
Oh, my God.
So I get into ASS.
<That's> stupid. You're so dumb.
Oh, man.
Lesson one, go down and eat my farts.
Oh, no. But, man, before we all go ahead and wrap this up, make sure you like us on Facebook. Leave us a review on Facebook as well. We want to build our community. We want to get it popping, like always. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JiggasUpPod. Email us. Really, email us with your questions, comments, suggestions for topics. JiggasUpPodcast@gmail.com 3 times. I'm going to repeat myself one more time like that. Also, hit up the website where you can catch all of our episodes and other articles as well. TheJiggasUpPodcast.com. And, parting words, shout outs. Kmart isn't here, so we're going to start it off with Miss Nessa.
Shout out to my coworkers for having a bomb ass discussion today. That's all we did. We just discussed a bunch of shit that we talked about on tonight's show. So shout out for the inspiration for that. I feel like there's another one, but it slipped my mind. So I'm going to hand it off to you. Go ahead. All right.
You were wondering why I was laughing.
Yeah, why were you laughing?
Because I remember when I said I was like, let me eat my farts or whatever. But I don't know why in my head. I'm always in the gutter. There was a saying in my head like, come here, girl. Let me blow you a shotgun.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. And he's not talking about weed.
No. You're going to inhale this fecal matter, hold it in your lungs, and then blow it.
Oh, my God.
Inhale.
Shit. If you accidentally get in the eye, you might get pink eye.
Stink eye.
Stink eye. Oh, my God.
You might
gosh.
Get pink lungs. Shit. The fuck?
You said pink lungs.
What the fuck?
Shit.
You so dumb. Oh, my God.
Eyes looking like Majin Buu's whole body. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Because you ate chocolate.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but
I hate you.
Shout out to Monica, not for that reason. Just because, you know, she's Monica. My Monica. Shout out to Zen Dude Fitness. They follow me on Instagram. It's crazy because I follow their YouTube channel. They promote fitness and healthy eating. They're big on jump rope.
Oh, okay.
So they do a lot of jump rope videos and stuff and calisthenics. And it was just weird that they followed me. I was like, oh, shit. All right. That's what's up. Guys, shut up.
That's dope. That's tight and dope.
They follow me on my IG. I don't even follow them on the IG. I just follow them back.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I was like, all right, well, that's what's up. They follow me. Small world.
Really quick, before I forget, I just remembered. Shout out to you guys, you know, for your guys' opinions on, or, you know, when I had my little talk about the job situation. So quick update. Went to the interview. Apparently, I was the number one candidate. I received the position. I declined it, though. So.
Okay.
I weighed out the pros and cons. And, yeah, I I decided it wasn't for me because my heart wasn't in it. And
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, and shout outs to Jamal and Cupid, or Dan and Cupid. They saw my little drawing of Jack Skellington.
Which was dope as fuck.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
You got posted on
like
IG,
5 minutes,
man.
Got
posted.
I told, because Dan hit me up. He was like, how much you want for the drawing? I'm like,
what?
Really?
That's like, dope. What?
So I'm going to draw them a bigger one, like a portrait thing, and frame it up. So
that's dope. See, look at you.
Yeah. Man, you got to go for it, man.
Yes, definitely.
You got to go for it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm
going to
post other,
page,
other drawings
dope.
And stuff.
But I feel like that's perfect for, like, I mean, I know it wasn't a Nightmare Before Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still, it's still Hallows Eve, Halloween, whatever.
Yeah, like everything was like going to be, because, like, I was trying to figure out the reason why I didn't start right away. Was trying to figure out what to draw. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to start doing themes and shit.
Nice.
And funny little things. I was going to incorporate our mascot.
That'd be dope.
Hey.
But I'm proud of you for, you know, going for it and doing it. Because I know that was something that you've been trying to do all month. So that's dope.
Yeah,
shout out to you.
I'll be posting more stuff.
Man, I want to give a shout out to Lil B, man. Give a shout out to Lil B for responding the way he did after getting jumped by P&B Rock and A Boogie with a Hoodie's homeboys out there in Rolling Loud Fest in the Bay Area. Apparently, Lil B had some tweets out back in like September or some shit talking about New York rappers sounding like Dej Loaf and Future, and just giving his opinion on music. And I guess he offended some New York rappers, some East Coast dudes, and They saw him at Rolling Loud by himself and decided to jump him. They didn't do a good job at it. Like, Lil B went back on stage and just said that he got jumped. So, one, like, it's some cowardice shit. Like, jumping people, like, what are you going to get out of it? Lil B could still talk shit. You know what I mean? He could still do that, but he turned the other cheek. And that takes a lot of strength, a phenomenal level of strength and humility for turning the other cheek. Because me, I don't know if I would have done that. I probably would have been, like, looking for them niggas, like, right afterwards. And especially that they were in my hometown in the Bay Area. And shout out to our Bay Area listeners. I see y'all. Frisco, Oakland, man. Vallejo. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with y'all. The long way out there in the Bay Area. But, man, that's some bullshit. Like, I don't know how, you know, this... You know, how I would have responded to it. I probably would have been mad. I would have been full of anger and ready to, you know, retaliate. But it takes an amazing person to do that. So shout out to Lil B with that. And hopefully, I hope A Boogie with a Hoodie and P&B Rock loses all their fucking, like, money for fucking up. You know, because you're fucking up the promoter's money. You hurting my acts. Like, y'all niggas, at least take it to the booth and the studio. Or at least try to press the nigga and check him. But you didn't have to jump him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But sometimes, if people, disrespect is going to be met with disrespect. So if people are going to feel like they're being disrespect, and growing up the way we grew up, especially in the hood, what do we do when a nigga disrespects us? We got to check them. We got to put hands on them. That's just how we grew up, and we got to evolve and do better than that. So I just want to say, yes, we got to do better than that. That being said, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, because we love making it. Oh, shit. I'm fucking up my tagline.
I'm surprised y'all didn't say nothing about your boys.
Oh,
that was a good ass game. I'm not going front.
Yeah, I had a little cardiac arrest while I was watching that game. Shout out to the Raiders. But we still need to win some more games. A lot more games. And yeah,
and
you're
not
good.
Like that.
And this is struggling. Chargers. It's a struggle right now.
And
I want to be happy, but I love you can't.
and your Chargers just like gave Denver a goose egg.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
So,
but
yeah,
I thought I was dreaming. But anyway,
but if you enjoy listening to this podcast as much as we love making it, because we do what we love and love what we do, and if you're not being your motherfucking self, I didn't get you like an ass lick. Well, you know what I got to say.
The jig is up.
Hey, yo. Oh, hey, thank y'all for listening.